You're listening to the First Amendment Radio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at firstamendmentradio.com. The number to call in during this live broadcast is 1-800-858-6582. If you have unlimited long distance or are calling from a cell phone, please use our toll number 1-559-733-5161. That's 1-559-733-5161. Thank you.
Of American Exposé. This is Chris Gerner, and we should be with Bill Brumbaugh tonight.
Well, hopefully.
There he is. I didn't hear word one from Aaron, so I guess you guys were yapping over there, huh?
No.
No Aaron tonight?
No, he's there. I think he was tied up for a minute. You know, Aaron's great.
Oh, yeah. Aaron is doing the best he can, and certainly I'm glad to have you with us tonight, Bill. We certainly have things to talk about, and the deception that goes on a continual basis, is there anything to believe out there, Bill?
Well, there is. You just got to view it through those rose-colored glasses. But the fact is, you and I both know what the hardline tack of reality is, and we are facing some harsh realities right now, not just in this country, but internationally.
Right, and there's the point. Here we talk about these armed militants raid Russian school. I don't see where they've used the word militia yet, but
sooner or later.
That'll come. You've had some interesting perspectives on this situation in this Russian area with the hostages and the many hundreds of hostages, evidently.
Yeah, evidently at least 350. Now, what's kind of interesting about this scenario is I'm kind of under a quandary whether or not this is a setup, whether or not, again, you know, they had the two craft go down last week. People, including myself, said that this could be Russia's 911. And then we have the bus explosions and then the subway, and it's like, well, definitely they're in it. However, what's fascinating is that Chechnya, anytime they've dealt with the Russians, and let's see, what's the last time? Oh, my goodness, that was when the Russian parliament or Congress was taken over, and the Russian military went in and just shot and killed all of them. Some of these guys jumped out of third-story windows knowing they'd probably be crushed because there was a better chance than the Russian military not shooting them, you know?
Wow.
So it's like we look at these things, and it's like we've got two paradigm shifts here. First of all, Chechnya is cooperating with the Russians and releasing hostages. And then we had two fascinating things from Vladimir Putin. The first one was when he came out and said, I'm going to do everything I can to ensure the safety of the hostages. And it's like, oh, my goodness. You know, did this guy just dump, you know, the better part of 100 years of Russian inhospitality to terrorists? I don't think so. And then right after, he petitioned Kofi Annan and the UN, the UN Security Council, for advice and aid.
Yeah, how remarkable can that be with such a tyrannical regime? And it just mixes with the situation of melding this country with Russia.
Well, it does. And Chris, as you say that, it's almost kind of comical because without hearing your broadcast, and I know you didn't catch mine at that time, when this whole thing happened, we were both saying on the air the same thing. Oh, the Russians are just going to kill everybody. I mean, that was the mindset at that time, because that was the historic perspective that we had to review from. Russia never makes moves like they have on this school kidnapping.
Yeah, it's the Americanizing of the situation for the press, to spell it out to us that there's a similarity of Russia and America with terrorism.
Well, there sure is. And then there's economic similarities and mergers that have to come into fruition. Now, let me qualify that. First of all, it's like Chechnya, folks. Well, if you were to draw a roadmap from the Russian people in the Russian provinces, Chechnya is on the way to Iran. Now, I can't believe, given our news media and how they preach and teach openness and, oh, yeah, we're unbiased, which is obviously a total globalist lie, the fact is we're in a scenario right now where no one in the news media is talking about a very real viability, and that is that it will be the Russians that lead the attack on Iran rather than the Americans, who are only in a position right now to support.
That's a very interesting perspective, and it doesn't defy logic to think that way, as we're being spread so thin, and public opinion is certainly becoming overfilled with what we're doing over there. For us to expand into another country would certainly jeopardize George Bush's credibility in the minds of the numbed, you know, the numbed down, dumbed down individuals.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just like...
you know, I miss listening to you, Chris. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to tune you in every night from here on out. It's like
boy.
Your use and terminology is like I'm really having to hold back laughter sometimes.
Come on. The point of the matter is that we've got this Republican National Convention going on, and he's giving his rah-rah speech tonight, and the Republican Convention, or the Republican logo, the elephant with the three stars, they're upside down now. You've noticed that, I'm sure?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's rather fascinating. You know, but everything going on right now is so interconnected and correlated. I mean, you know, when I mentioned about Russia, you know, folks, Russia has been a paradigm of a lack of patience. And now they've turned that around totally. And I got to believe these are PR moves designed to deal with a couple issues going on in Russia. First of all, the closure of Yukos, their number one oil producer. And the fact is, Russia is like the only guys left that have a stake in the Caspian Sea oil pipeline. Obviously, they have to make their presence known. That's not going to work in Iraq. That's not going to work in Israel, obviously. It's not going to work in Saudi Arabia. The only other venue and pipeline for them to move their military down and secure their presence and position in the culmination of this you know, decade-long agenda to build the Caspian Sea oil pipeline is for them to kick the Muslim hordes out of Iran.
I don't know where it's going to lead.
Well, we're almost in a genocidal position with certain interests of the Muslim faith. And I don't know. To me, they've got that going on. And plus, the fact that right now they're destroying Yukos, and that is related subject matter because Yukos is an oil producer, and they would be moving into Iran, I believe, to secure those oil interests.
Well, we certainly see, according to the news, that Iran plans to process tons of raw uranium and take other steps that could create nuclear warheads that UN Atomic Watchdog Agency said diplomats and experts said the amount was enough for four or five warheads. So you have the impetus to go after Iran for weapons of mass destruction here.
And when you say that, Chris, let's codify that by Bush talking about the fact at the last speech I saw him make, which is, I got to believe it was the Veterans of Foreign Wars speech, he said that everything he's done so far is right because we have to anticipate terrorism. And at that point, I ran in the living room and plugged in the movie Minority Report. you know, uh-huh. We're talking pre-crime and basically figuring in advance that you cannot take paradigm gambles with certain companies, certain countries, certain organizations, and you have to perform a preemptive strike on them. Now, again, the world opinion at this point, Chris, I believe is totally not to justify that sort of mentality.
At this stage, the way people are being brainwashed, we're being purposely confused into accepting what we're being told, and we're dependent on the Associated Press for the news. The BBC, yeah, to a certain extent.
But you know, Chris, you and I have to admit this is graduated positions of mind control going on for decades now.
Absolutely.
You know, did you get the article today called American Indoctrination, the Harsh Reality of Public School?
No, I didn't.
Listen, can I take just a couple
minutes
to read this?
Sure, please.
Shocking. It's
absolutely
shocking. The editor, the writer of it, didn't give their name, folks. However, I happen to know who this is. It reads, recently I was invited to speak to a couple of elementary school fifth grade classes. I've done this for each of the past 3 years, so it was nothing new to me. Generally, the experience has been altogether good, even with the usual limitations and obvious uber-conformity practiced in a squeaky, clean public school environment. This year was a bit more disturbing. I arrived at school a little bit early, and so I went ahead and entered the classroom a few minutes before the bell rang. I observed that unlike last year, this year each classroom was provided with a 27-inch television set placed at the front of the class on a large metal cart just to the side of the dry erase board. I thought this a bit odd, but not completely unusual. The TV was tuned to a blue screen with the day's lunch menu displayed upon it. It read as follows, quote, potato bar, nachos with beef and cheese, pizza, salad, freedom fries, fruit salad, strawberry shortcake. Oh, okay, the lunch menu, that's nice. Now, just wait a darn minute. Did they say freedom fries? Well, yes, I believe it did. Undoubtedly, some patriotic genius in the school's administration had thought it appropriate to copycat the U.S. congressional menu of freedom fries and freedom toast in protest of the French refusal to help in our Iraqi invasion. Teaching absolute obedience to the government is apparently the prime function of the public school system, even down to the lunch menu. Basically, I shrugged this off. Though it did not offend my libertarian individualist sensibilities, I know my neighbors well enough to know that this kind of attitude is not unusual. What came next, however, shook me to my shoes. And this is mind-blowing, Chris. I was turned away from the TV, sitting at a side table reviewing my notes for my presentation. suddenly I heard a familiar refrain from the general direction of the TV. Poor sound quality, but still unmistakable. At that moment, each child in the classroom, as well as the teacher and the student teacher, all stood in unison, facing the television. The tune was the national anthem. Curious as to what was taking place, I stood as well and faced the TV. Images were being displayed slideshow style as an especially sappy choral version of the Star Spangled Banner squeaked out of the cheap Walmart TV's monophonic speakers. The content of these images was truly frightening. A few I can remember clearly. An overhead shot of a huge American flag design done in red, white, and blue flowers in a field near a suburban area. The infamous Iwo Jima American flag raising at the World Trade Center Ground Zero by the three firefighters. Various scenes of soldiers. A shot of a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier. A depiction of two children, probably 4 and 5 years of age, hands clasped in prayer with the caption, "One Nation Under God," all spelled with capital letters, G-O-D. Exactly like that. An ice sculpture of an eagle and a World Trade Center firefighter. And finally, last but not least, an embellished image of the World Trade Center aftermath shot from a distance with the smoke from the disaster blending into the clouds where the hands of God are apparently reaching down from heaven. Folks, I'm not making any of this up. I wish I were. Then, immediately following that, the pledge of the American flag, upon which the kids automatically started in with the Pledge of Allegiance. After that, the kids sat back down and stared at the lunch menu, replete with its freedom fries, reappearing on the idiot box. Disturbing. I started to get up and walk out of the door, but I felt that I owed it to the kids. Sorry, I'm reading this off computer.
No problem.
To get up, yeah, and it's like the computer's getting new email. To get up there and say my piece. Still, I was left with the lingering images of that morning ritual. And these kids watched the same slideshow, listening to the same rendering of the national anthem every day. Indoctrination, forced conformity, government worship, a blending of Christianity with patriotism. This wholesale assembly line production of jingoistic, unquestioning drones assaulted at their most impressionable time alive. What's worse, the instrument of their unwitting doom was the unblinking eye, their friendly cathode ray babysitter, the television, which they've been taught to love and never question. 2004, meet 1984. I can say with certainty that one good thing came from this experience. If I ever needed another reason not to send any future children of mine to public school, I got it this morning. Isn't that a great article?
Very.
But you know, again, the imagery, the type of programming going on. Again, folks, I'm not a pledger of allegiance. My Bible tells me to do otherwise, not to make oaths. I will not sing the national anthem. I'd rather sing America the Beautiful than about the rockets' red glare and the bombs bursting in air. Because the fact is, all these are diverse mechanisms that I believe are designed to put us into a war mentality.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. We all bought it to a certain point in our lives, and then those of us with the mind to think and the obvious eyes to see the way it's being implemented all over us through the past, we have to reject it.
And how effective was the programming, Chris? For most of my life, till my mid-30s, I was a violent man, folks, and I would be ready to ream somebody a new posterior if they did not pledge allegiance and sing. And it terrifies me now to look back and think I was ever involved in that mindset.
Well, we all live and learn, and there's still many out there that are accepting what they're being told. The federal system and the American flag are I'm sorry, but it's just nothing to be proud of any longer.
Nothing to worship.
No.
And I think that's the mindset of people. You know. While I watched, I've been watching the Republican convention tonight. C-SPAN 2 has been rebroadcasting the 1996 Republican and Democratic conventions.
I wonder why.
Well, because I think it's a good thing. They're showing the highlights. And it's very disturbing to see these people talking about God and country when they have no concept of God as a personal Savior and no reality based on what Scripture says. And yet they all in the Republican Convention are giving credit to God and country.
And yet you've got the symbolism that tells you otherwise. Lucifer's symbol in their own logos.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, you and I have been talking for years about Colorado being the new headquarters of centralized government in the United States. I don't know if you still hold to that doctrine, but I do believe it to be a valid reality. Colorado, well, I mean, a lot of people talk about it. I shouldn't say just you and I, you know, that they're between Cheyenne Mountain and all the other fun things that are going on underground and so forth. The fact is a lot of us have looked towards Colorado. Do you know what Colorado State Seal incorporates?
No.
The all-seeing eye and the fasci.
Oh, that fits.
It's like they're the only ones out there. It's amazing. And again, years ago, we don't have a break before the halfway point, right?
No, we're okay until 27 after. We've got a few minutes left.
27 after, okay.
Right.
Because I didn't want to get caught in a roll there and then break away. Yeah, and I've got a different break schedule than you do. Folks, for those of you who are not aware, I'm a fellow broadcaster here on First Amendment Radio, and hope and pray that as you have time during the day that you catch my broadcast as well as your regular time you spend with Chris. And I'm on from 1 to 3 Pacific.
There you go. Absolutely. Well stated.
All right.
We do the best we can with what we have to work with, and that's where we are now, trying to help people understand what the big perspective is about what's going on around us today, and the most tragic of all is what's going on with our troops in Iraq. For freedom, they say.
Well, allegedly for freedom, but it seems a lot more for big business. You know, what was it, 94, Chris, when the public record was made as far as a congressional committee where they talked about the fact they would not be able to establish the long-planned and very lucrative Caspian Sea oil pipeline until two countries, Afghanistan and Iraq, had a change in their regime. And it's like, it's amazing to me because, first of all, folks, it's like not the biggest secret in the world, Gagrich Puke, that the CIA put Saddam Hussein in power in his country.
Uh-huh.
Now, being as the United States is quite a lucrative end market for the heroin or poppy seed, again, folks, since we've been collaborating with Afghanistan before the war, again, up until 2 years ago when the Taliban took control, Afghanistan was one of the number one poppy-producing nations in the world. Well, Taliban took control, and they burned over 95% of the fields. Well, folks, guess what? Since the U.S. has done away with the Taliban, God bless our military's pointed little heads, the fact is that they're back at pre-war production with poppy seed or heroin.
Where did you find that one out?
I got that, I believe it was off Mike Rupert, an email he had sent out.
I see. Well, it all fits, and certainly Osama bin Laden is a CIA asset himself.
Oh, yeah.
From the past to the present.
And it's funny, because they keep offering these guys up for sacrifice. We get Saddam Hussein hidden away in a spider hole in a degraded position, despite the fact that the photos they show us of this guy look like the difference between Frankenstein and Tom Cruise. I mean, the Saddam Hussein, the CIA and media presented to us for so many years, had beautiful teeth. I mean, you know, his teeth were like rivaling Shuler, you know, and Reverend Glitter teeth. And the fact is that now they give us a guy whose teeth are crooked, and he's got, like, vampire fangs, you know, where his incisors should be. It's like, this is so bad, it's not funny, Chris.
Well, isn't that the sad thing, is that the real Saddam's probably comfortable somewhere. And
absolutely, because this is just a global play.
And the real Osama, the same thing.
Yeah, or that Osama did have some severe bodily problems, and he's already dead. Maybe it's just taken a while for the CIA and NSA and some of the other agencies to come up with a genetically altered fraud that looks enough like bin Laden to pull it off. Obviously, it didn't work with Saddam.
No. No, and so we're living these lies and scenarios. We see that Iran's the next target, and you see that Russia's going to be the next invader.
Sure. And doing one more retrospective look here, folks, maybe this is Saddam Hussein that they have. But if so, that means that all the other footage showing him casually shooting an automatic weapon into the air, showing him having people executed while he's there, the beautiful, perfectly dental record of Saddam Hussein, it means that that was fake footage, and they set the whole thing up. Either way, Chris, for the government, it's a lose-lose scenario.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that'll get me a negative email.
I can't imagine. I cannot even imagine. The way things are being engineered today, we don't know what to believe, except not to believe what we're being told.
Yeah, what we need to believe, folks, is to look for ourselves and not accept mainstream sources, or not to accept Chris or I, but look at the logic and the instigation of what we're trying to do and see how it fits. And then you'll build greater confidence with those alternative news sources that you have.
Yeah, now, how does this all fit in the big picture in place? What do you think the next few months are going to bring us?
Well, I think there's a global realization of debt that has come about. I mean, you know, weird things happening. I don't know if you heard on Monday, but three Saudi Arabians were trampled to death as I think it was their Home Depot had offered credit vouchers of $150 each to people that signed up for their credit cards.
No.
They went so berserk over that, their desire to get involved in capitalism, that three people were trampled to death out of a crowd of 15,000. Now, they're only giving away 400 of these vouchers. Again, the capitalistic nature and projection of that to the world public is still very attractive, despite the fact they call us imperialists and capitalists and swine, whatever else. They still want what America has. And that attitude, folks, is a joint venture of public and government media control and commercialism that has afflicted the world much to our chagrin. I truly believe that.
Well, certainly people want to be free. And the perfect slave believes he's free. We have that in America.
Yeah, actually they worship the chains that bind them.
And that's the case and the problem. Now, it's been promoted in the past that the elections could be put off because of an emergency. We've certainly had it promoted to us that it's not a matter of if, but when the next terrorist event happens here. Terrorism is wreaking in Russia now, and Florida is being ransacked again with another hurricane.
And, you know, there may be method behind that madness.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if you'd heard, but I had put out about biohazard teams visiting that house of the six murdered people at 2:30 in the morning, a.m., Florida time.
I didn't know there were six murdered people.
Yeah, that was a Deltano case where they had a guy who allegedly went in and not just murdered, but destroyed the dental records of six people because they stole an Xbox game from him. And yet the fact is this guy was a Cuban import and had quite a record.
Oh, boy.
You want to talk about that?
How fascinating. Let's do on the other side here. We'll be back with Bill Brumbaugh, listeners, and if you want to get in on this, I believe Aaron's awake. 800-858-6582. That's 800-858-6582. We'll be back with Bill Brumbaugh, listeners. Stay with us.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
You are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. We do not have freedom of speech because the Constitution gives it to us. The constitutional amendment was written to keep the government from taking our freedom away. The Creator gave us our rights, but He also gives us the capacity to do evil or usurp the rights of others. Our individual rights end where the rights of another begin. No one has the right to do evil because evil can never be right. Those who would seek to limit your right to speak or hear the truth are the same who seek to subjugate, control, and enslave you. Freedom is not free. Support the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network by going to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and following the instructions there to support us. Or call 559-733-5002 and leave your name and address and we will send you a support pack. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Pam Stegner. Do you want to garden organically, obtain insect control naturally, or care for your pet without harsh chemicals? Biozyme products by Heartland Enterprises are a special blend of living microorganisms and organic substances, providing safe and cost-effective all-natural solutions for the agricultural industry, your home, garden, and lawn care. Organic solutions for lagoons and ponds, even for animals. Biozyme is effective prevention of West Nile disease for both humans and animals. Protect your family from damaging chemicals and disease. Order Biozyme today. Call Heartland Enterprises at 785-628-6435. That's 785-628-6435 or on the web at www.biozymeag.com. That's www.biozymeag.com.
This program on firstamendmentradio.com is much more than entertainment. It is more like an information-packed audio magazine delivered direct to you. Like any magazine, if you don't want to keep getting it, simply unsubscribe by not listening. But you are listening, so now go to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and follow the instructions there to make a donation or subscribe to your favorite program. Not only should you subscribe for yourself, but you should give extra to help us spread the message of firstamendmentradio.com. Don't do Internet? You can also write us. First Amendment Radio, 139 East Tulare Avenue, that's T-U-L-A-R-E Avenue, in Tulare, California, 93274. 139 East Tulare Avenue, that's T-U-L-A-R-E Avenue, in Tulare, California, T-U-L-A-R-E, California, 93274. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to the broadcast called American Exposé, and we're with Bill Brumbaugh tonight, and certainly Aaron needs your support by phoning in. He's needing your comfort and phone calls, people. 800-858-6582 is the number. Bill and I can go back and forth, but it would be nice to hear from you once in a while. 800-858-6582. Now, look, we've got this second hurricane. The state of Florida is going to be financially devastated here very soon.
Well, that's if anybody's left alive.
And they're ordering people to leave the state, requesting they leave the state.
Well, you know, this is fascinating because the way the first hurricanes lined up, Bonnie and Charlie, there was some pretty vast discrepancies. And I was listening to MSNBC, and the commentator on there was talking that one of the hurricanes was going clockwise, and at that place they always go counterclockwise. Now, that is a rare phenomenon that does happen, that one will go clockwise in the northern hemisphere, and one will go counterclockwise in the, I think, southern. Oh, goodness. Darn it. I just opened the window, and it's like it started raining, yeah. And I don't know what happened. I got the sniffles there. But the fact is that these are rare phenomena, and to happen like this almost demands that people have to look outside of the natural And, folks, we all know about HARP. We know about the Russian woodpecker. There's about three or four other nations out there that have technology. These basic electron telescopes, folks, that can dynamically change the disposition of weather in different parts of the world. Certainly our facility, HARP, the High Active Auroral Research Project, folks, is probably the most potent on the earth. And, Chris, I don't know whether or not you heard, but they're going to expand the facility radically.
I did. I just wonder, you know, whenever you hear about a weather anomaly like this, you always have to concern yourself with weather modification.
Well, you sure do. And I found out some fascinating things because about a month ago, folks, there was six murders in Broward County. And again, you know, that's the area of vote scam land, supposedly, during the first Bush-Gore elections. And the bottom line is that, folks, we had six people, a white girl, and the rest of them were people of Latino descent, including Cuba. They were all killed by this guy, and I don't have his name up in front of me, Victor something. However, the interesting factor was they all worked at the same Burger King.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is, because, you know, our government has put out, you know, think tank reviews that one of the best places to disperse biological weapons at would be a fast food chain.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyways, what happened is one of my regular listeners at our Florida affiliate down there drove by this area, Deltona, where this murder took place, because I told him, I said, if you can go on by sometime. He said, well, I get off work at 2 in the morning. That'd be a good time. And it's like, oh, yeah. Well, three of the people that were murdered have been so badly mutilated, Chris, their dental records were uncheckable.
So they can't even identify the murdered.
That's right. And it's like, they said they brought in family and relatives and friends to identify the bodies. I got news, folks. You go in to see a body. I had the poor circumstance one time years ago to see a guy who had his head run over. Okay, folks, it's terrifying. And unless you're of a right mindset, you pretty much just tune everything out on the situation. Well, I'll tell you, you take friends and quote-unquote relatives and bring them in, trying to identify a body that is that badly mutilated. Folks, they're going to identify it and want to get the heck out of there. Chris, what a great way to free up at least three other people for terrorist events, because we have no idea who those people are. Now this is fascinating, because we heard about all the body bags that were being distributed, and when Charles came through, it took an absolutely dynamic turn almost to the north. And it's like it should have just kind of brushed over, shouldn't have been that bad. Instead, it hammered that area as if it was on a mission from God. You know, Chris, afterwards, we were hearing from people all through that area due to the fact that we have a Florida affiliate there. They're calling me on my home line and talking to me, talking about all the body bags, dozens and dozens, on the side of the road. And then there came out a newscast. The newscast said that thousands of Floridians had checked into clinics with stomach ailments and lung ailments.
Hmm.
Now, as they said this, they went on to say, well, we know the reason is because they were drinking contaminated water and drinking and eating spoiled food. Folks, do you know how hard it is to eat spoiled food? After only 2 days, I'm sorry, I can go a week without eating if necessary, and then I couldn't even eat spoiled food. Contaminated water, the people in this area are taught and brought up to recognize they're going to have to face hurricanes. They're going to be in emergency situations, and they know exactly what stupid things not to do. Everything was wrong here, Chris. I actually ponder whether or not there was a biological outbreak that took place through that Burger King.
Well, anything's possible at this stage.
Well, a hurricane came in and spread the winds around, and now they've got a more virulent one that seems it's going to go Category 5 before it hits landfall sometime tomorrow.
And the point is, we always wonder why, because we know it can be created.
Well, we know that, Chris, and fascinating that they said the eye is headed directly for Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy.
Interesting.
Now, folks, those buildings that were built there were built according to 1971 standards. The hangars that the space shuttles are in are remaining three shuttles all together at the same spot. When this hurricane's going to hit, it can withstand 105 miles an hour. Now, the fact is that the craft themselves are designed in reentry to hold up to 1,000 miles an hour, despite the fact that these are not the titanium alloy skins with the tiles on the inside. Actually, folks, they made the skin out of aluminum later with everything except for the first craft. I believe that was the Columbia. And what we've got going on here is that whether or not it can withstand 1,000 miles an hour, they're not expecting to hit debris. I got to tell you, 155 mile an hour winds are going to rip those hangars to pieces, and their second level of protection is they've got several tarps covering each of the space shuttles. I got to tell you, Chris, I think this is pretty much the end of the space shuttle program.
Well, I've always thought that that was going to be the case because I thought the prominence of the Russian space agency has to be brought into play, and also China's prominence in space as well.
And Japan on the rise as well, too.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going to go, but I sure seem to think that Russia's going to have the prominence in space by us acquiescing like we have. And that last shuttle that was shot down over Palestine, Texas, with an Israeli on board, well, come on, people.
Well, I know. And as you talk about shot down, one interesting thing, they had HAARP running at full power right at that time. I mean, who knows what caused that thing to blow up. Maybe it was shot down. I kind of go with shot down, but now I'm looking a little bit further because I've had some recent information introduced to me.
Well, that was a Freudian slip when I said shot down.
well, no, I don't believe it was by natural occurrence only
I know.
That it went down. You know, but folks, when you look at the fact, the original design was for a titanium alloy skin. And we're getting totally off topic, but
that's all right.
A titanium alloy skin and not aluminum. And the burn point of titanium is hundreds of degrees hotter and
yes.
before it will ignite. And again, folks, everything we're seeing flying right now are all space shuttle prototypes and not the design they were supposed to be.
Interesting. Russia had their own space shuttle at one time, too, you know. And they parked it. They parked it. It's at a museum now, so and it looks very similarly like ours as well.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. In the movie Space Cowboys, it's like I latch on to little things. Here we're dealing with a problem with this space platform that's out there, and the way they ran it was that the platform was actually a U.S. design that was never used.
Interesting.
And it had been sold to the Russians, and they had already moved on or something. And that's the way it is. We feed the technology. Whether or not they pay for it or not, we feed them technology. I think that very often is intentionally obsolete because we've got bigger, faster, better, quicker stuff that we're already in production on.
Yeah, there's a space program out there that we don't know much about.
Yeah, unfortunately, in this country, it's between the ears of too many people.
I don't know where you can take it. I don't know where you can get the concepts in place about what's really going on.
Well, if I could, I wanted to mention a couple other things.
Sure.
I think the European Union breaking up British Energy, a very important company to the British Empire financially, is a big story. I also think the Russian ruling on Yukos is big, too, because, folks, Russia, the United States, England, we're all the biggest players at this point. I mean, we can talk about Israel and the influence on American and English politics, but the fact is we're recognized as the biggest players. And the bottom line is there appears to me moves on to secure every penny that they can to keep our respective governments running. And that means, folks, the whole world is on the verge, I believe, of an economic collapse. What about the pension alert in Washington? I don't know if you heard about that, but the federal insurer behind over 30,000 U.S. pension plans has now warned the government of a multifaceted and profound challenge that deals with the concern about retirement costs moving up rapidly on the agenda in Washington. The article goes on, this is out of Washington Post, with the threat of bankruptcies looming in the airline industry, senior White House officials are keeping a close eye on developments. The bottom line is whether or not to bail these companies out or whether or not to nationalize them and absorb them. And the fact is that is exactly what all these respective entities are doing. The EU, the Russians about Yukos, using Iran to keep the oil flow up during the meantime. But all these things are totally relevant together because they show the same agenda, that all these nations are in dramatic, dramatic economic distress.
Yeah, so where does that lead us now? To a worldwide depression? If that's the case...
You know, Chris, believe it or not, a worldwide depression is actually best case. And let me explain that. Because this way we're not going to have the power grab stuff going on. This way the devaluation of dollars and resources will be pretty much universal. However, it's not going to go that way. China and I believe Japan are both on the upswing. And I think that, again, they're going to acquire incredible economic dominance and leverage during a depression that involves most of the world.
I think it's going to lead us to the UN system to bail us all out.
Oh,
IMF.
Absolutely, because the only assets the government has are your and my productivity.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Uh-huh. Which
I mean, our trade deficit with Canada and Mexico alone from NAFTA is $100 billion plus. It's much more than that with China.
That's right. Yeah.
You start allocating that money and figuring out, plus the other $52 trillion in federal debt, folks, basically they're going to have to forfeit you and me as assets. And although we're assets with them, we will end up being liabilities where the massive federal debt is going to have to be on the backs of you and me because they can't pay it.
Well, and certainly we're led to the thoughts of dealing with reducing the population.
Well, you know, that's been going on for decades. The introduction of MSG, aspartame, and other toxins in the food chain has brought us to a point where the male sperm count, I believe, has diminished over 30% in the last decade.
Well, I'm talking about the concentration camps that are waiting for us.
Well, yeah, but that's a real fear and threat, folks. Make no doubt about it. However, they're doing it militarily. They're doing it genetically. And the fact is that if we were to calculate these figures into any other mammal or animal species, the Endangered Critters Act could apply to humans because these are drastic, dramatic changes that are happening to us physiologically as well as sociologically.
Well, certainly, and even in the market, in the supermarket, we've got to watch what we purchase, and we don't know even the ingredients in some things we do purchase. So,
well, you know, there's now 60 other names for MSG, and yet if you look up MSG, it'll tell you, you know, most of the websites now are totally about how horrible it is and how bad it is and how you don't want to take it. However, there's up to 60 other names that they can label as MSG that are not being rejected by the FDA. It's not by simple coincidence, folks.
Well, and so we're dealing with these perspectives in place, and we've just had Bush renominated as the presidential candidate again.
I was kind of hoping that wouldn't happen tonight.
I can't imagine who they put in his place.
Well, no one. I mean, you know, there's no one out there. Again, the number one person that I would talk to is Mike Peruca of the Constitution Party. The guy's
sure.
Outspoken. He's a good writer and a great speaker.
Sure. But nobody knows.
One negative. He is a lawyer, and quite frankly, by constitutional muster, lawyers can't hold office, even though we never follow it. And I would make the exception for him. But the fact is that, you know, when you get a righteous person in office, Chris, we need to exhort them, if necessary, to put themselves out of business, to hold to the original constitutional mandates.
Absolutely, and certainly we wish him the best, even though he is an attorney.
Yeah. It'd be fun to see him. You know, Chris, so many people say, well, I don't want to throw away my vote. And folks, when you vote in integrity rather than choose a lesser of evils or the evil of lessers, you're not doing anything except exercising integrity. And if this guy gets enough percentage and gets enough votes, folks, the public will take notice and the media will be forced to deal with third, fourth, fifth, and sixth parties.
Let's take Jake in California. Welcome to the broadcast, Jake.
Yeah, how do you hear me?
Fine.
Good. I have a suggestion based upon something we talked about last night. I have a Republican friend that says she didn't care how much money was printed, just as long as plenty of money out there, whether it's through credit cards or whatever. I always think of the Chinese people as being very smart. I don't give them credit for being dumb or stupid. I always find them pretty penny wise and business wise. And one of the things that I find interesting is that we are accumulating this debt with China. I think it's called a trade deficit.
Uh-huh.
And yet we have other countries buying our financing our government basically by buying our bonds to keep our money propped up. The only problem is our money isn't worth anything. It's just paper.
Right.
And you're talking about using the value, trading the value of these dollars or this useless money for our labor. And I would suggest the Chinese have plenty of labor and plenty of people to populate this country. So what conclusion would you come to then that, you know, it's like adios, all of us gringos?
Well, they've had this executive order for a long time, this infrastructure privatization, 12803, which allows any entity to buy up portions of this country. We're talking about bridges. We're talking about power plants.
Well, that started with Governor Wilson back in 1991. I remember seeing the ballot initiative. And the Japanese came in and bought up some of our roads and so forth. They could make toll roads out of them if they want to in California.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to move back.
As you say that, there is one logical reason to integrate Chinese with Americans. First of all, there is a total unbalance of numbers of men and women. We know, again, that they have a lot of females that are simply put to death because I believe it's of inheritance laws. And property ownership. But as you take that to the next step, the Chinese males are 35% more fertile than American males are.
Well, that's part of the plan, I'm sure. But the thing is that what do we have? I mean, our Federal Reserve printing presses are based upon the bond of you that's on the back of your birth certificate that says you are going to generate so much income or productivity in your lifetime, so that gives the right for them to print that an equal amount of that money. Some people are bonded twice, but you know who wants American workers? They're lazy, they're shiftless, they're always belly aching about not getting enough benefits and working too hard and so forth. I work with a lot of people like that that work for county government. And
well, it's government; they're protected with their jobs.
Yeah. Well, the thing is we don't need the government, or they don't need the government, and they don't need us because we're shiftless and lazy. So I guess you might say that the Chinese are not dumb after all, taking our deficit, our trade deficit.
No, but let's not forget also, wasn't it during the 60s that the Chinese yen had depreciated so much that it would take a whole wheelbarrow full of cash to buy a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk?
Well, who set that policy? One of the Rockefeller or Rothschild brothers set that policy?
No, very good. Now, I'm in agreement.
The yen isn't worth anything, just like our dollar's not worth anything.
What was their big revolution? They simply got more systemized. That was it. The people basically went with the flow. So whether or not the Chinese, and I know Chinese people, they're usually very business-wise. They're meticulous about keeping books, about cleanliness and hygiene, all those little intangibles that help cultivate business.
Yeah, and they're very racist, too.
Yeah, they
don't have a whole lot of use for round eyes.
Aren't they really good at smiling at us and taking our money?
Well, I don't know about smiling, but they don't really have a whole lot of use for round eyes.
No, they don't. They are biased.
Yeah, and that's just the way it is. I mean, if you stand back and take a look at all of us round eyes, are you real proud of how we produce and take care of our government and take care of everything? I mean, come on.
No, and I understand that. Listen, I studied with several renowned Asian martial artists, and basically white man was at least one species below what they were.
Like,
but it was okay because I never took any of them serious. Years later, I realized they were serious, and there is literally a supremacist attitude that we may have to deal with sometime here in the future.
Well, brother Round Eyes, I'll get on the road.
Thanks for the warning.
See you later.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Interesting perspectives, Bill, I tell you. Sometimes I get on the air and I'm just speechless that there's so much cattywampus directions going on around us that where do you start? Where's it going to go? How's it going to stop? And yet still, we've got our mothers and daughters and fathers and sons over in Iraq. And it's got to be a miserable life over there.
Oh, totally, totally. Although it's some good money if you go in as a privateer, private contractor, or dare we use the word mercenary, they're starting at $500 a day up to $1,000 a day. And there are some other contracts that supersede those numbers.
Well, and that all fits. But our enlisted individuals, they're not getting any benefits out of this.
No, they're getting shot up with lyrium and cocktail vaccinations, and GAO already said that 20% of them are going to come back in severe psychological distress with some level of psychosis or another because of the lyrium.
And we'll have to talk about that a little bit further in the next hour because we haven't covered the depleted uranium ammunition as well.
And no, I'll hang on for a while longer. The DU is giant. Hundreds of lawsuits filed against the United States for using a weapon banned by the Geneva Convention.
Well, there you have it.
We're making our own rules. We are empirical.
And the beat goes on, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Sorry to say, we're going to take Don in the next hour because we're just about completed with this hour, and we'll connect up with Don in the next hour. But when we see all that's going on, you have to wonder, is there anything positive about what's happening? we'll be back.
Well, I'm positive everything's negative.
Amen. We'll be back and keep Bill with us for a little while longer and take Don in Oregon and anyone else, 800-858-6582. That's the number to call, 800-858-6582.